Hello, everybody. My name is MJ the Tutor, and you are listening to another episode of Accounting Makes Sense, an MJ the Tutor podcast. This podcast is focused on helping accounting students all over the world by offering a quick warm-up on various accounting and business topics that hopefully leads to the generation of bigger discussions and conversation. In today's episode, we are going to stay on our topic from our last episode, artificial intelligence. But this time, I want us to focus more on how artificial intelligence can help accounting students, more specifically for case study preparation. So first off, if you missed the last episode, let's get an overview understanding of what artificial intelligence is and what it does. In simple technical terms, artificial intelligence, or AI for short, is a field of science concerned with building computers and machines that can reason, learn, and act in such a way that would normally require human intelligence. Additionally, AI also involves analyzing data whose scale exceeds what humans can examine. And of course, for the second part, we're going to use a technology known as ChatGPT. What is ChatGPT, you may ask? You may have heard of this term for a bit now since it was introduced to the world last year. According to Wikipedia, ChatGPT is a chatbot developed by the company OpenAI and launched in November 2022. It is built on top of OpenAI's GPT-3 family of large language models and has been fine-tuned using both supervised and reinforcement learning techniques. A lot of big words there, but in small, simple terms, it's basically something you can talk to while you are on the app. You can ask it questions and it will give you answers. And you can actually carry a conversation with it. Sounds cool, right? Anyways, as with any technology and advancement, this is really exciting. In the education sphere, this helps students understand concepts better, getting the answer from ChatGPT almost immediately. There are some limitations, of course, concerning providing incorrect and nonsensical answers, so you still will need to have some vigilance over the responses provided. But I'm getting away from the topic, since this is not a review of ChatGPT, but more to talk about how students can use it as a tool to help prepare for case study exams. As can already be seen from what I've explained earlier, or if you've had experiences with the app, you can ask questions and most of the time it will give you some decent answers. I actually ventured to ask ChatGPT how it can help students prepare for a case study exam, and this is what it offered in terms of general tips. Number one, ChatGPT can help familiarize students to the exam format. I suppose this is a good thing so you understand how to approach the exams. You could ask ChatGPT to help lay your answers out to see it visually for yourself. Number two, ChatGPT can help analyze the case study scenario for students. This involves inputting the industry, identifying issues, and offering real-life scenarios. Of course, this will also involve specific questions being asked with regards to the business case to ensure that ChatGPT gives you a detailed response on the scenario. Number three, ChatGPT can help develop a student's problem-solving skills. This is a big help since case study preparation is all about testing your abilities over and over and getting them up to a level so that at the exams, you are quick in analyzing and solving problems. Number four, a student can also use ChatGPT to research topics. This is extremely helpful for students, especially those who join in on the CIMA case study midway, like Gateway students. There is a tendency that some knowledge gaps exist if you do not go through CIMA studies traditionally, like going through operational, management, and then strategic levels. So definitely a big help there. Number five, ChatGPT can also help students practice writing. Case study exams are report writing exams, for lack of a better description. So improving how one writes and communicates will help in the long run at the exams. While it is a great tool, there are some caveats to using ChatGPT. Always ensure that you are using ChatGPT as a tool rather than as a crutch. Remember that at the exams, ChatGPT is not available to be used. So if you rely on it too much during your preparation, for example, letting it do a lot of the work for you whilst preparing, you may find that you are unable to do the exams without referring to it. That is a bad thing. As you prepare, you will most likely need to practice mock exams to help you get better. The technique is to do the mocks as you would the exam. Try not to use ChatGPT when you attempt mocks to see whether you are learning and whether you have some dependency issues on ChatGPT. That is, if you are using ChatGPT in your preparation, you will quickly see how you fare in the mocks. Further, at the CIMA case study exams, the focus is still on relating back your answers to the pre-seen company or background information. So it is still important for you as a student to be able to link back your answers to what you know about the pre-seen. ChatGPT may help you say it in the right way, and sometimes it can help you sound concise and clear, but do make sure that you are being specific in some way, since the examiners will still look for answers demonstrating that students understand the industry and the company on the pre-seen material, rather than generic business discussions. At the end of the day, as mentioned, use it as a tool. We are not yet at the stage where we have ChatGPT enabled exams, so use it properly as a tool rather than as a crutch. It is a great educational tool. I will admit, as a tutor, this is a great tool for us as we help students navigate case study preparations. Anyways, that is it for me today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please do not forget to hit subscribe or follow to catch the next episode. As always, thank you for listening to Accounting Makes Sense. I am your host, MJ the Tutor. If you want to learn more tips and advice, you can visit the website at www.mjthetutor.com. Or if you want to connect through social media, I am available on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under the name MJ the Tutor. I hope to see you again next time. Ciao for now!